Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 majestic, powerful, great God we serve. He is righteous in all of his ways, and we thank him this morning for the opportunity to come into his presence. We thank him for the opportunity to love on him. We appreciate him for his grace, his mercy, his divine favor. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his excellent works, his greatness, his power, and his favor toward us. Well, good morning to you. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to be on this call, because that means I woke up this morning and somebody did not make it. The statistic is every 6 seconds, somebody gets out of here. Well, bless the Lord, you made it this morning. Amen. You made roll call. Believe in heaven, hallelujah, called you. You was able to say present. You remember that? When you, hallelujah, when you was a kid, they used to call our name for roll call. And we would say here, or we would say present, bless the Lord. Well, I'm glad I woke up this morning and I was able to say present, because somebody wasn't able to say present. Somebody is in the past. They're out of here. But thank God this morning that you were able to say present. And for that alone, he's worthy of the praise. Now, listen, I want you to understand the excellent privilege that you have been given to praise the Lord. And then I'm going to teach you some more, and then we're going to get into prayer. First of all, you don't understand what privilege it is to be able to give God the glory. And the reason the devil fights you, the way he fights you, Revelation 4:11 declares, for his purpose you were created. The devil fights you. The devil gets upset when you give God the glory. Because when you give God the glory, you're letting the devil know that he's been fired and you've been hired. See, that's the whole devil's job, was to praise God. But guess what? He received the praise. He retained the praise instead of giving God the praise. Remember this. The Lord shared this with us years ago, that if you don't praise him, you will praise yourself. Did you hear what I just said? I said, if you don't praise God, you'll mess around and praise yourself. So you got to make it your business to give him the glory. Because the only thing that stops you from giving him the glory is you're focused on yourself. You're focused on what you're going through. So that's why every time I enter the sanctuary, David said, I was glad. Hallelujah. When they said unto me, what did they say, David? Let us go into the house of the Lord. I make it my business to always give him the praise. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care what I'm feeling. I don't care what I'm experiencing. I don't care what's up against me. Oh, he's going to babasha. He's going to get his. He's going to get the glory that he's worthy of, because he's worthy of it. And I haven't met nobody else who's worthy of it but him. That's why I tell him all the time, thou alone are worthy. Thou alone are worthy. So right now, right where you are, before we get into some more things, let's take a minute and begin to bless him. Open your mouth. Get on out that bed. Come on, get up. Get up. Get up, ma'am. Get up, woman. Get up, sir. And begin to bless him. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. Come on, Dibi Kikele Mandala Kutaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. Come on, give him glory. Come on, give him honor. Right where you are, begin to thank him. Come on. I don't care what your breath smells like. Push past it. I don't care what you feel like. Push past it. I don't care what you're doing right now. Give him his. Give him what he wants. He loves to be blessed. He loves to be praised. He loves to be glorified. He loves to be honored. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we glorify you. Oh, we honor you. We exalt you. Amen. Thou alone art worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the yes, Lord. You're worthy of the I bless you. You're worthy of the I need you. You're worthy of the hallelujah. You're worthy of the thank you. Thou alone art worthy. As I praise you, you're my healer. As I praise you, you're my deliverer. As I praise you, you're my way maker. As I praise you, you're my peace. You're my buckler. You're my strength. You're my battle axe. You are my soon coming king. You're my kinsman redeemer. You're my day spring from on high. You're the I am. You're the stone hewn out of the mountain. Oh, I bless you today. I give you the glory. I celebrate you. I honor you. I place none before you. My God, sit on the throne of my heart. You are in control. You are the God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. You're the God, hallelujah, who doesn't change. There's no shadow of turning. Thou changest not. Thy compassion, they fail not. It is of your mercy that I am not consumed. Oh, I bless you this morning. Oh, I glorify you this morning. Oh, I honor you. Ashabakya, Elabosha, Ayadaya, Elelamo, Ushikalama, Atahilaya, Zikelema, Robokukutala, Lendelema Zaya. Oh, I bless you. Oh, I glorify you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, bless him. He loves to be praised. Give him the glory. Give him the honor right where you are. Begin to thank him. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for the ability to open my mouth. Thank you for my tongue. Thank you for my spit. Thank you for my eyes. Thank you for saliva. Thank you for water in my eyes. Thank you for eyebrows. Thank you for eyelashes. Thank you for my nose. Thank you for my ears. Thank you, hallelujah, for my arms and my fingers and my nails. Thank you for my elbows. Thank you for my knees. Thank you for thighs. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you for clothes on the back. Thank you for shoes on my feet. Thank you for money in my pocket. Thank you for money in the bank. Thank you for shrimp today. Thank you for teeth today. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, my shout. I got a reason to bless you. I thank you for a hair on my head. I thank you for a mind to serve you. I thank you that didn't nobody have to pull me out the bed. Thank you that I'm not a paraplegic. Thank you that I have feeling, that I'm not numb, but I have feeling in my body and feeling, oh God, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Thank you, hallelujah, that I got clothes to put on. Thank you that I got a mind to serve you. Thank you that I'm not a Buddhist. Thank you, hallelujah, that I'm not a Muslim. Thank you that I'm not no other religion, but I serve the true and the living God. Thank you, hallelujah, that I serve the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the fairest of 10,000. Hakabosha, what can I say but thanks? What can I say but glory? What can I say but thank you? I'm addicted to you. I'm in love with you. Oh, my shy. I'm in love with Jesus. You're in love with me. Your banner over me is love. I am your beloved, and you are mine. Thank you, Haya. Thank you, Hobasha. Thank you, Diosia. Come on, bless him. Come on, give him glory. Come on, give him honor. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My rock, my strength. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Bashanda. Hila mandala bohokia mantalamaya. Thank you. Hey, Hoshabasia. Ikandala bohotaya. Hey, bless him. Come on, give him glory right where you are. Give him what he's worthy of. Thank him for water. Thank him for the ability to be able to take a bath. Thank him for the ability to be able to brush your teeth. Thank him, hallelujah, that you have lights on in your house. Thank him, glory to God, that you got a water bill. Thank him that you have a light bill. Thank him that you have bills. Somebody wish they had bills. While you complaining, hallelujah, over your house note and your car note and your mortgage. Thank you. Thank you for a mortgage. Oh, my Shatia. Thank you for a car note. Thank you for bills to pay that mean I've got somewhere to live. And I thank you, and I bless you, and I give you the glory, and I give you the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, by shanti me. Any osa. Handala bazikele le mandala hoya. Eba shaki mandama kunana makasa. We're going to pray for America. I said we're going to pray for America. And the reason we are praying for America is because we understand by revelation and understand by the word of God that we are the agents of national transformation in this country. If there's going to be a change, if there's going to be a miracle, if there's going to be a change in this country, it's only going to come through us. And right now, this country is confused. They don't know what to do. My God, we're one of the worst places we've ever been before. Isaiah chapter 62, one of my favorite chapters. Isaiah 62, verse 7. Look at what it says. In Isaiah 62, verse 6 is where we'll start. He said, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O America, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. God said, I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O America, and give him no rest till he establish, till he make America a praise in the earth. God said, I'm setting up people in the earth. They're called watchmen whose voice must be heard before I move. I don't do nothing until I speak to my watchmen. There are prophecies over this nation. There are prophecies about this country. We are a holy nation. I don't care what nobody tell you. Somebody try to say America's a bad country. Our country was built, amen, on the word of God. There are prophecies concerning this country. And we are a holy nation. And we are declaring over this nation that the prophetic destiny of this nation would arise. That the plan and the purpose of God for this nation would arise. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. As I lift my voice and pray, this ain't for your family, y'all. This ain't for your son and daughter, but your family, your sons and daughters and children will be affected by this prayer. Amen. As the nation, so the people. So we got to pray that the plan and the purpose of God for this nation will come to pass. Hey, Ashata, Mele, Landele Kikalaba Santolomo, Umandele Kidala Hazaya. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Let the prophetic destiny of this nation arise, arise, arise. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every prophecy, every good word concerning this land, every word concerning this nation, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, every prophetic word that came to the mouth of the prophets concerning this nation, Father, I declare that the plan and purpose of God concerning this nation will arise. I declare that America shall be God's land. I declare that America shall be God's country. I declare that this nation shall be God's own nation, that God shall rule in America. You are Lord over America. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. God, arise over this country. Arise in the 50 states. Arise in every city. Arise in every town. Arise in every parish. Arise in every community and city in this nation. We pray over America specifically, and we declare in the name of Jesus that you are raising up in this nation intercessors. You are raising up in this nation prayer warriors. You are raising up apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Do it in America. Let America be a city set up on a hill. Let America be the nation where evangelists and missionaries are birthed to minister to other parts of the world. we declare over this nation. Hey, 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 Shanta. Hey, Mikandalabasha. That the prophetic destiny of this nation would come to pass. That the prophetic word concerning this city, concerning this country, will come to pass. And nothing shall hinder it. Nothing shall block it. Nothing shall stop it from manifesting. We decree it over this nation. We decree it over our presidents, over our mayors, over our governors, over our city officials. We declare that you are placing people around presidents and leaders who have the word of the Lord in their mouth. Raise up prophets, raise up apostles, raise up kings and men and women of God who are called to the White House, who are called to the White House. May the prophetic destiny of this nation arise in the name of Jesus. Ba 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 ba. Shatima, handala bahazike lele mando. Every kingdom has a headquarters. Every kingdom has a headquarters. Every kingdom has a headquarters. The throne room is the point of reference in heaven. Everything in heaven is moved from the throne room. Every kingdom has a point of reference. There's a headquarters. We are the United States of America. But our headquarters, our administrative part in America, is Washington, D.C. In heaven, we understand. The Bible says, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. He said promotion coming neither from the west, the south, or the east. But it never mentioned the north, because the north is where God moves. It is the headquarters of the spirit realm. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north? It is the city of the great king. We serve a God who operates according to a headquarters. We have an advantage because we are not in South Carolina, but we are in North Carolina. Are you listening to me? I said we are in North Carolina, and anything that God does, he does in the north. If I had time, I would break things down to you. But there are certain elements of the supernatural. Wind is an element of the supernatural. Fire are elements of the supernatural. Water is an element of the supernatural. Earth and light and every spiritual communication. Anytime God's going to move and speak, he's going to do it through those conduits. Either he's going to do it through wind, either he's going to do it through fire, either he's going to do it through water, through earth, or through light. Earth is a universal point of contact. We are right here on the earth, and we are speaking to the gate, and we're declaring over this country and declaring over this nation peace. We are commanding, hey, 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 that God will bring peace to this nation, that he would cover this nation. Hallelujah, that he would cover this nation. What would he cover it from? From terrorism, from all kind of attacks. Right now, there are things going on, things that the Lord has shared with me. I prophesied and told you that China was going to help Russia. Watch your news. They're talking about it right now as we speak, but we are raising our hand and we're declaring peace to our gates. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, we speak to the gates of this country, and we command peace. We command peace. We command peace. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I speak to the gates of America, and I command peace. I call peace. I command the spiritual borders to be secured from terrorism. I command our borders to be... I command our borders to be covered from every attack, all kind of attacks. All attacks by land, all attacks by water, all attacks by sea, all attacks in the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command peace on our walls. I command peace on our gates. We command peace over this nation. We command peace in the air. Father, we lift up those in Ukraine and those in Russia, and we declare peace. We declare peace. We command peace. You sought for a man to stand in the gap. Listen to me, and we're going to go back into prayer. God can do nothing until somebody prays. He said, I sought for a man. I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, but I could not find none. He did not want to destroy the city. This is Old Covenant. He did not want to destroy the city, but he could not find a man to stand in the gap. You are the gap stander in your family. That is the purpose of the understanding of the word intercessor. You stand in between. That's what intercede means. Inter means to go. Seed means between. You are the person who goes between the situation and God, the situation and the devil. God can do nothing until somebody prays. You don't understand that there is an attack that is going on in the spirit concerning Ukraine, and God has to raise up intercessors. That's why the enemy wants to cause everybody to flee, because he knows that if I get everybody gone, I can send destruction. When God was getting ready to bring destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, it is not righteous to destroy the righteous with the wicked. So one thing that the enemy does is he caused the body of Christ to be overcome by the spirit of fear, and we begin to run. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are decreeing that God is raising up intercessors in America. He's raising up prayer warriors. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray. We are commanding intercessors to pray in Ukraine, to pray in Russia, to pray in Romania, to pray in Germany, to pray. Father, raise up intercessors. Raise up somebody to stand between the powers of darkness and the powers of hell. Raise up intercessors who will lay down their lives in prayer, who will lay down their lives in intercession and declare that no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Father, I lift my voice and I declare peace in my family, peace on my job, peace on this nation, peace concerning my legacy. I command peace. I declare as an intercessor who stands in the gap. Come on, man. Come on, woman. If you are the intercessor for your family, you're the one to stand in the gap and declare that no cancer, no disease, no infirmity, no confusion, no premature death can come unless it comes past you. And you are on the gates. You are on the wall praying. So in the name of Jesus, I turn back. Hey, 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 hey. I bring a halt to all terrorism, not just natural terrorism, but cancer is a terror. Disease is a terror. Depression is a terror. Oppression is a terror. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not be afraid of the terror by night. I rebuke terrors. I come against terrors. I destroy terrors. I kile le kalanza le mankala di bahuza li vundili mi ekala di oshna la paladia le pentele restele ankatula li bandili mi andolo oja jazimo mankala di basaya. We command peace in our gate. We command peace in our country. We command peace in America. We command peace in Ukraine. We command peace in Russia. We command peace in Africa. Peace, peace, peace in the name of Jesus. Hey, we're going to pray one more prayer. We're going to pray. One more prayer. We're praying for our families. There are people in your family. There are people in your family who are confused, who are under attack. And no matter how successful you are, if your family don't come along with you, they will draw you back. I don't care how successful you are. I don't care how great you are. If your family does not take a hold to this, hallelujah, they will draw you back. I'm telling you right now that if there's one breadwinner in the family, that's a curse. If there was a time, if there's only one person in the family blessed, that's a curse. If there was a time where your family used to be rich, everybody used to be blessed, everybody was working, but now the enemy has attacked the finances of your family. You remember the years when everybody was prospering. You remember the years when everybody was doing good. Now all of a sudden, everybody is under struggle. Everybody is going down. This is demonic. Ezekiel chapter 37. The prophet asks a question. The Lord asks a question. Son of man, can these bones live? These were an army. These were people who were once together. These were people who once had power. These were people who were once doing well, but something happened and caused them to become dead. We are commanding everything dead in our life to live again. Everything dead in our family, everything dead, we're commanding it to come back to life. Your business must come back to life. Your drive, raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, everything in my family that is dead, I command it by divine authority. Come alive. Come alive. Speak life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my finances. I lift up businesses. I lift up my family. I declare everybody in my family who is spiritually dead, who is financially dead, who is mentally dead, I command their drive to come alive. I command their passions, their fire to come alive again. I command it by divine authority. I speak as the prophet Ezekiel spoke to the dry bones. I command everything in my life that is dry, everything in my life that is dead, everything in my life that is lying dormant, I command it by divine authority to come alive. I command the gifts of prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the gifts of the spirit that are lying dormant in my belly, I command those gifts to come alive. Hey, I command the finances of my family to come alive. I command dreams and visions and business ideas and Bakusha Lekandele. I command it to come alive. Anything in my life that is dry, anything in my life that is experiencing drought, I declare by divine authority that the famine is over. I said the famine is over. I declare that the famine is over. Lift your voice and decree that the famine is over. The famine is over in your finances. The famine is over in your body. The famine is over in your business. We are commanding your business to take off. We are commanding your dream to come alive. We are commanding healing to come alive. Heal, 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 Moshe, live. I command you to live. I command my son to live. I command my daughters to live. I command my husband to live. I command my wife to live. Hey, I command my aunties and uncles, my brothers and sisters, niece and nephew, I command them to live. They will not be zombies. They will not be walking dead men. They will not. The devil is a liar. I command them to live. I say, live. Hey, hey, hey. I say, live. Hey, Mikosha. Hey, Mikandalaba. Libandili Udaya. Le Kalamandala Hosa. Zibere Eke Se. Le Christibi Undulo Kunikini. Mikanini Mikikantala Mahoma. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Command you to live. Command you to live. I rebuke death. 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 Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lord rebuke you. I speak life, the life of God, Zoe life, supernatural life. Flesh come to that business. Bones come together. Bashe, Leme Shikala. Command your organs to begin to move again. I speak life to your legs and life to your arms and life to your organs and life to anything in my life that is dead. Command it to live in the name of Jesus. Keshebe, Abadibasha, Elebokoto, Mandeleba, Ilolobohokoti, Lamandalabasaya, Elebasha Baba. That's why you need to make it to the underground prayer movement. I said make it. I said push your way to make it to the underground prayer movement. In Atlanta this weekend. Come on. You can press your way. You can push. You can get in a car. You can drive to Atlanta. Come on, you that are anywhere near Atlanta, Georgia. What's those states? Tennessee? Florida? What's that? South Carolina? North Carolina? Amen. Alabama? You're anywhere near those areas. Make it to Atlanta. Come and receive. Hey, 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 what God has for you. Halabah. My God, prayer is what will change your life. I said prayer will change your life. Prayer will cause doors of opportunity to open unto you. Prayer will cause uncommon favor. We're decreeing that today, that anything dead is coming alive. Your dreams are coming alive. Your visions are coming alive. They will not just be on the wall. Hobai Shakalama. You have one responsibility. He said, write it. He said, you just write it. I come to tell you that the balabukulilebeke kalabasha. I said, write it. I said, the most powerful thing you got right now, hear this prophetic word. The most powerful thing you got right now is a pen. Inanamamasaya. Because what are you using that pen for? To write the vision. Ikondolobokutaya. I said, the most powerful thing you got right now is a pen. God said, write the vision. You ain't even got to worry about reading it. He said, you write it. He said, if you write it, I'm going to send people to read it. And the ones who read it, they going to run with it. Y'all don't know when to get happy, do you? I said, the most powerful thing you got right now is a pen. Write down your vision. Write down and declare who in your family is going to be delivered. Write down what's going to happen with your business. Write down what's going to happen in the life of your children. Write the vision. God said, write the vision. I said, God said, write the vision and make it plain. God said, if you make it plain, I'm going to send somebody. And the person I send going to have the power to be able to run with that vision. You are blessed today. You are favored this morning. Oh, today is a good day. I said, today is a good day. I say, today is a good day. The sun is not going to smite you today. You're going to have favor today. Doors are going to open today. Increase is coming today like you've never seen before. And it shall be. You know why? Because it's your time to have more. God said it. God said it. God said it. It's your time to have more. You are blessed today. You are favored. I'll be looking for you this evening. At 6 o'clock, want you to press your way and get on this line. There's over 1,000 of us on here praying and interceding and calling on the name of the Lord. I want you to press your way. I said, press your way. Get on this call this evening at 6 o'clock and believe God for breakthrough, for turnaround, for supernatural greatness. Declare that everything around you that ain't like God, it's going to die, but your vision is coming alive. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for what God is up to. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. I'll see you in prayer this evening at 6 o'clock. Make your plans now to meet us in Atlanta. Go to www.briancarn.com. to sign up for the underground prayer movement. Amen. Be a part. I want your information. Amen. So that I can invite you. And then if you plan on coming to Atlanta, I want you to go to briancarn.com and RSVP. Just let us know you're coming. It's free. It don't cost nothing. But I just want to know you're coming so I can be prepared for you. So I can make sure we got enough room that if you need to stretch out, you can stretch out. If you need to lay down, you can lay down. But I want you to press your way. Call everybody you know. Say, hey, let's get down there. Come on, brothers. Come on, men and women. Let's get there and pray and believe God for the supernatural. You are blessed. You are favored. You're anointed. Go have a good day. I see you at prayer this evening, 6 o'clock. More grace.